welcome to A Day at DPL, a thought leadership series of the Advisor Revelations podcast. In this episode, DPL founder and CEO David Lau sits down with Chief Growth Officer Tom Smith to discuss why even the most skeptical advisors are having aha moments after seeing the benefits of commission-free annuities for their firms and clients' portfolios.
Welcome, Tom Smith. Good day at DPL, even though all your days are at DPL. But the Day at DPL podcast, this will be fun. Tom and I have known each other for decades and have been working together for the last 5 years or so here at DPL after Tom had a really distinguished career at Principal, and happy circumstances, you know, led to him coming here and serving as our Chief Growth Officer for the last, you know, 5 years-ish. And welcome, Tom.
Thank you, David. Great to be here. A day in the life of DPL.
There you go. I mean, one of the cool things, it's always great to hear, you know, from different perspectives in financial services, right? And one of the big things, as you know, we're doing at DPL is we're trying to modernize insurance, right? And I hear you say it all the time when we talk to whatever potential investors, PE firms, a number of the enterprise firms, like, we're trying to drive a change that's been happening for the last number of decades throughout the rest of financial services. So you kind of grew up in the 401k space and the retirement space. Why don't you talk about some of your experience at Principal and how you saw that industry evolve and how it rolls its way into what we're doing here?
Yeah, it's a little bit of deja vu, in fact. You mentioned, I've been in financial services for 30 plus years. I had a long career with Principal in a variety of roles, and most of that was on the 401k and retirement side. And of course, on the asset management piece component of that, I started that career in the early 90s, and we were selling 401ks that had surrender charges and were paying commissions in those days. And advisor, it was a lot of startup 401ks, that kind of thing. And of course, there were larger plans, but those were separate accounts and group annuity contracts that we were selling in those days. But by the time you got to 2000, this transition to fee was well on its way in the 401k space and the advisor space. And of course, as you got through the decade of the 2000s, it had more or less completed its transition. I mean, we were fighting over basis points. And the idea that an advisor would earn a commission on those kinds of plans or on the asset management world sort of went the way of the dodo bird. And for all the right reasons, you move, and we talk about this a lot, the analogy between a commissioned annuity and an advisory annuity is like going from an A share to an I share on a mutual fund. And all of that, whether, you know, that 100 basis points plus goes to the consumer and their returns. And the advisor has then migrated in that world, and in those days had migrated to a business model that was much better for them and for their client. And so when you and I got to talk, our good friend Steve Werlein, the business development lead here at DPL, introduced the concept to me and literally just said, because I had some experience in the business, you think this is a good idea? And he got 30 minutes into the conversation and I'm like, not only is it a good idea, I want to talk to Dave. Because at the time I was at Principal, and I mean, I've been through this cycle myself, but it was really easy to recognize the opportunity and the real need and way overdue of a transition in the rest of the insurance space, specifically annuities, because again, that's a better value for the client and a better business model for the advisor. And so in my mind, and of course, back then we started talking and I brought Principal on board. And then of course, 2 years later, I came on board myself. It really is what you said, the opportunity to come in and influence and change an industry for all the right reasons. I think about the value chain all the time about who the winners are here. And it really, really matches up well because the consumer is a major winner in this effort that we have underway. The advisor in their business model, it's a real win. It's a win for the carriers themselves. It's better for them. The products, you take away all that wholesaling and the expense, and the products, it perform the way they're supposed to perform. They're basically structured products that allow us to use them to solve problems within the portfolio. And of course, by all of those constituents winning, DPL wins. When I think about that, if it's win, how fast can we move? You know, you went through in the early days before I got here, and part of the time when I got here at the beginning, it was a lot about convincing RIAs that annuities aren't bad things, that if you look at it this way and you break those expenses out, these are really great products for your customers. They solve specific problems within the overall context of the portfolio for that client. And fast forward to today, where the technology is allowing us to move much faster and bring these breakaway advisors, advisors who has historically used annuities, but have been selling commissions products because an annuity advisory product didn't exist. Now they have those choices, and more of those advisors are sort of having that aha moment and it really improving the lives of their clients. And again, fitting with their business model, it's much better for everybody involved. So I get excited. I'm passionate about this. I feel like I'm in this career where I like to think of it as sort of a little bit noble, where we're helping advisors grow their assets. I mean, clients grow their assets. Their 401k account balances have grown exponentially. We helped them all those years. Now I'm in a position working with you and the rest of the folks at DPL and the great carriers that we work with to really impact those folks as they move into retirement, give them a meaningful way to turn those assets into income, which is what everybody wants to do. And that's the question, you know, they ask their advisors all day, every day. How do I do that? Can you help me?
It's so interesting, like, to be in the process and like to be kind of in the trenches on the change. It's really like probably people hearing you say there used to be commissions on 401k plan. People would be like, what the heck are you talking about? It's crazy. You wouldn't even think about that. Like, there was a time 20 years ago when fiduciary advisors, RIAs, and managed account plans didn't think that ETFs were fiduciary. I mean, that's been long settled, right? I mean, they're low cost, they're great investments. But at the time when they're introduced, well, they're only trying to get market returns. They're not trying to outperform. You know, how can we charge a fee on that? It's just an index. You know, how can we charge a fee on that? We're not picking a manager. You know, how do we charge a fee? It's like you do it because it's just part of a portfolio and it's the best solution for this particular need in the portfolio. But it's funny how the market evolves and you forget that some of these things used to be an issue or used to be debated. And I think about that in terms of what we're doing. Like, of course, when you're trying to make a change, the people who are entrenched and used the way things are will fight you on it. And at some point, people are going to be like, why in the world were really there were commissions involved in sales of annuities? Like, doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, we're going to look back on it in 10, 20 years, and it's going to be exact same reaction. And you mentioned the, you know, that evolution of the advisor. Back in the day, their value proposition is I was going to manage your money. Today, it's really taking a holistic look at your plan and putting you in the position to be successful, sort of as a concierge of your money versus I'm going to try to manage this asset or I'm going to go try to buy this stock to get a return. And that evolution, I think, is really what's led a lot to where we are today. The regulations obviously have led to a lot. Reg BI and some of the things that we're doing on the fiduciary standard, you're on the CFP board trying to influence that. You know, a lot of advisors, even if they're hybrid advisors, they're still a fiduciary and they have to work in a fiduciary capacity. And more advisors are waking up to that and understanding how annuities fit in. So again, I couldn't agree more of this evolution. That's why I say it's inevitable.
Right.
I mean, it isn't if, it's when, and you know, how fast can we go?
Yeah. And I think listening to you as we mutually present, you know, different entities, like I talked about earlier, you know, one of the things, the analogies that you bring up that really seems to resonate is the A share to I share. And it just makes it click. Sometimes you have to give people a way of understanding, you know, exactly what the proposition is. What exactly are you doing? And making that parallel to something they understand and went through, you know, really resonates.
Yeah. And it's easy to understand. People know what mutual funds are. They understand that if you're charging 150 basis points on the fund and you go to 35, that return is going directly to the consumer. So people that don't sell annuities or don't understand annuities and all the various lingo that go with annuities and the riders and all those things, they can understand that if you take those costs out, it's going to benefit that consumer in that analogy. And simplifying that just kind of creates that aha moment for some people, I think.
Yeah. And it's something, again, like you say, long ago settled, you know, throughout the rest of the financial services world, that basically the model is that you disaggregate the advisor's comp from the investment.
Right.
You get an institutional share class. There's no comp in it for the advisor. The advisor's now getting paid for advice from the client, not for sales from a product company. And that's an evolution that's happened everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. And people get that immediately. And I think that's brilliant analogy, the A share to I share. you know, to help people understand kind of change we're trying to drive. So big part of what we do is not only from a product point of view and pricing point of view and working with our carrier partners, but in order for any product in any industry, anywhere to work, it's got to be easy and it's got to work within your environment. So if it's a great product, but it's hard to use or hard to access or hard to get at in any way operationally, you're just going to limit adoption. So that's something we work on constantly is that ease of use. Talk about some of that. And as you talk to lots of our firms, some of the things we're doing that help advisors adopt and use these products.
Yeah, there's so many things to touch on there. And, you know, it kind of starts with the application process, which is sort of, I guess I'll use the word archaic, because compared to the rest of the industry, that's exactly what it is. It takes way too long. And, you know, the industry, the carriers have been used to a distribution model where an advisor is getting paid 6% or more, and so is incented to walk through this laborious application process. And you and part of your vision has been to make that easier, move it from 60 days to 30 days to 24 hours or even less. And the technology that Todd and the team, our great tech folks here at DPL, have built is all intended to streamline that process. And we've made great strides over the last 7-8 years, and especially over the last 2-3 years since I've been here. And it's all intended to create the volume and the scale that we need in order to have the impact we have. Another step in that process is we've taken that from just an individual annuity to the ability to analyze an entire book of business and then transition that book using the technology as well, which means that instead of one at a time, I can now take a $100 million book, however many contracts there are, and we can plug that into our technology and then make that transition in a way that is efficient for the client and efficient for the advisor.
Yeah, I often talk about we're really serving two different types of advisors. You know, we've got the traditional RIA on the one hand, who's always been fee only, never really used an annuity. Maybe they recommend the occasional SPIA, very occasional, because they can never get paid on annuities. It was never part of, you know, what they do. They just managed assets. And now we're opening up share wallet for them. They can now serve clients with insurance products and get paid. You know, it works within their fee billing. You know, it works with their portfolio management systems, et cetera. And then there's the hybrid advisor, who basically the only thing left hybrid is annuities.
That's right.
They've already made the switch we've been talking about, right? They've moved everything else to being paid on fees. And now we say, hey, for all the same reasons that you made that move on the asset management side and the rest of your business, you can now do it on the annuity side. And that's where it really, you know, starts to pertain to the group functionality that you're talking about. Like, so I look at our tech in some ways, like for the non-annuity user, the non-expert, we've got, you know, this goals-based system that you don't have to know anything about annuities to use. And then on the other hand, if you've got this big book, we can help you move it too. So that's really made an effect, you know, kind of at the top of the market.
Yeah, you bet. And I think about what you just described in the early days with the RIAs. A lot of the conversations wasn't, you know, do you understand annuities? Do you sell annuities? The answer is they didn't. The question was, do your clients have annuities?
That's right.
And your clients do have annuities. So let's us help you with those and bring them a better solution.
That's right. And despite what those traditional RIAs might say, their clients have them and they like them.
Yeah. So you sort of proof of concept won that battle, because the question was, will RIAs sell annuities? And the answer is, yes, they will. And your clients like them, especially if you take all that expense out and use that product for its intended use. That's what I think just is so clear when you look at that product. It's just a structured product that does a specific thing for your client. And that's when they kind of have that, again, that I can't unsee this conversation with us and start to use it for new money. And of course, solving problems for their existing clients that have annuities. But then fast forward to this hybrid advisor, they have a different problem. For years and years and years, they're breaking away. The only thing left for a hybrid is insurance, is the annuities. And so for years, they've broken away to become an RIA. And what did they do with those annuities? They left them.
Yep.
They're orphans. They're held away. So if you're an advisor and you've got clients who have held away annuities, or somebody at your old broker dealer, the technology that we have that allows you to either take a picture of a statement, and I can get you a better option in a matter of seconds and fulfill in a matter of minutes through Apply Now, but analyze that entire book And we can give you the analysis on all of those products that can be 1035'd. We can give you a pathway to do that through Avenue. And if needed, we can take the AORs and curate those over a period of time until you can transition those. And so now advisors, RIAs who really didn't see annuities as an option, can and do. And then you have the breakaway advisor, the folks who have traditionally used annuities, but done it on the commission side, who can now bring those assets in. Great achievement, great improvement for their client. But at the same time, that's AUM that you're charging a billable fee on that's now part of your overall valuation. The value of your firm and the multiple for your firm, assuming that you're interested in a potential, you know, exit at some point,
yep,
exponentially go up. I mean, that could be a 4, 5, 10x improvement on your overall AUM without procuring an additional client. These are existing clients that you're just bringing in the fold. It's a tremendous solution. It's one that we've talked about all the time. We're gaining tremendous momentum on. The problem we have is we can't tell that story fast enough or often enough or loud enough to enough people, because once you hear the story and you understand it and you've got a solution for this, I mean, it's Shazam, let's go.
Yeah. So, I mean, that becomes the challenge. Like you said, this is a proposition that everybody wins. The client is getting a better product. The advisor is getting better fee-based revenue. The firm is getting better valuation on their revenue and assets. And everybody wins. You know, the challenge, how do we deliver this fast enough? And so our tech really plays into that. But I want to go back to, you know, one of the other comments you made, which you bring up all the time too, which is a fun one. You know, I can't unsee this. That's one of the more gratifying things for me, is those traditional RIAs who have always shunned annuities. And I think largely because they can't get paid. And also then the commissions drive up costs and price and all that stuff. But they never really look now. So like the challenge is just to get them to look. And when we can get them to look and actually do the analysis, take a look at what these products can do, you change minds. And that quote that you gave was from a chief investment officer from a large RIA who had come down to our offices and was doing some due diligence, going through our tools. We were showing them the amount of income you could generate and compared to fixed income with one of our tools. And he's looking at the results and he was a skeptic and he's like, I can't unsee this. It's because the power of the annuity in generating income is just tremendous. So that's one of the more gratifying things for me, is when you do get RIAs to be open-minded and do get them, you know, look at the products, use the tools and see what it can do for their clients. That's just a very gratifying aha moment to witness.
Well, and I don't know who's going to see this or who's going to, you know, one of my colleagues in my past would potentially see this podcast, but I would just encourage anybody. I mean, I'll put myself in the category you just described. I was negative on annuities for years and years and years. And part of it was just because I'm in the industry. I know what we can do over here. There's ridiculous expense included but in those annuities. And so until I saw what you were doing, and, you know, the first time I saw the FIC, the fixed income comparison tool, it's like, holy cow, look what this thing can do compared to what I could do on my own. I didn't grow up in the annuity space, but I'm smart enough to know what the annuity can do for me. I don't have to know the lingo to see what that means, because I was a major, major skeptic. But now, because of what we're doing, I'm as passionate about this as I've ever been about anything in financial services, because the impact we have can be so immense. And so I would just ask anybody who hasn't taken a look at this new generation of annuities, especially through our tools, which are, as you said earlier, goals-based. You don't have to know anything about annuity. This is about what it's going to do. I mean, your compliance folks will absolutely love this because, again, you're meeting a fiduciary standard here. We can show you what that product will do for you. You know, take a look, take a fresh look. If I took the word annuity out.
That's right.
And you just said, hey, here's a structured product that I'm going to use. You do this all day, every day, because it solves problems.
It's just designed to generate income or provide downside protection. And yeah, because the annuity words got such a stigma to it because, you know, the industry does itself no favors. Continuing, you know, commission sales practices obviously has a lot of issues. But when you strip the commission out, you go from that A share to that I share effectively, you're getting an institutionally priced product, then you can actually use it and not have to sell it. And you see the benefits for the clients. It's fantastic. So some of the other, you know, tech innovation, you know, we've done is our tech really starts from help me find the best product, whether that's comparing an old annuity or finding the new one. We said it's easy, it's goals based. Then, as you talked about, getting into the application and delivering the application. And there are some new things we're doing on that front to make that even easier in terms of pre-filling and stuff like that. What's the reception of that been? And what do you see there?
Yeah, tremendous. There's really a transformation taking place right now that we're leading with our tech. And once people realize that there is a more efficient way to do this, where it's completely transparent, you have access to all of your information, you can go from beginning to end, you can work with your client throughout the process, and it's all digital. That's a game changer for advisors. And many times it's the staff members who are working with those advisors who are historically filling these applications out. Once we can take them, and again, any member firm or anyone that's listening to this, I would encourage them to take a new look at our tech, because that is going to make your life so much easier from an administrative perspective, working with your client, full transparency, everything through what we're calling Avenue, which is the technology that we've unleashed to make that experience so much better. The smart application process that Todd and the team have built, it's really extraordinary what we've done and we'll continue to do.
Yep. And it's fun to see, you know, some of the new talent we've brought into the firm. Tom McCarthy, who's in a similar trajectory as yours in a different, you know, vertical in the industry, having been at AssetMark and Orion for decades, and just, you know, saw the parallels of what we were doing to, you know, what they had accomplished at AssetMark and the transitions that they witnessed happen on the asset management side, seeing the same thing that we're doing, an opportunity there. And, you know, I think his experience and being able to relate that to advisors in a way that they can understand and get it out of the insurance conversation, a great addition. And Brad Mendenhall, who you helped bring in, you know, really to help augment our, what we call our insurance desk, which is basically everything other than annuities, which we're really building out to be designed for the RIA, which is unique. It sounds simple, right? We're designing it for an RIA, but I don't think there is an insurance solution designed for RIAs. Talk about, you know, a little bit about Brad and what we're up to there.
Yeah, first, real quick on Tom, just an extraordinary talent. He had his own aha moment like I did. And nobody's more passionate about this now. I mean, we've been talking to him for what, less better part of what, 3-4 months. Now he's on board. He's having an immediate impact. Could not be more excited. And with Brad, he had his aha moment because, again, this was new. Brad came from the Soldiers Company, came from the traditional BGA world, really experienced in the business. You really can't throw the guy a curveball, tremendous talent. But, you know, he came on board because he saw the potential of doing something different in the industry. And what is that? It's building a platform for RIAs.
Yep.
Not the traditional, because most people approach this from, I'm a traditional BGA. I've had this insurance agency for years and years and years. So I'm going to go and offer an RIA. They can come to me with referrals, et cetera. And RIAs are onto that now. I mean, we don't compete with them. We're there to serve them. We're building the platform. We built a series of commission-free VULs, and we're serving our clients in a way that supports them through the technology, through our partnerships like Black Diamond and Orion. We'll continue to build those out. But it's a tremendous opportunity for a guy like Brad. I think it'll end up being his legacy in the industry that, you know, here's a guy who's an industry guy that's come in to help build an RIA platform, an insurance RIA platform, not by changing slightly the model, but by building it from the ground up to serve that RIA. And so really excited. And, you know, we've got through our membership, we've got about 2 trillion in current membership and 5, 6, 7, 8 trillion in addressable market. And these folks, from just basic term insurance to DI to long-term care to advanced planning, all have needs. And we can serve those needs as of today. And this insurance desk, Dave, as you know, was built out of necessity. Advisors 3 years ago were just asking us, hey, can you do this? And so we finally said yes. And now we can do it in a way that I think will have a huge impact on these RIAs and their advisors.
Yeah, well, it's important, one, for, you know, the advisor, in order for them to provide holistic solutions, you know, for their clients. Like you were saying earlier, it's now not just about managing assets for an advisor. You know, clients, they say there's been no fee compression, you know, on the one, your traditional 1% AUM fee. What you're seeing, though, is an expansion of services for that 1%. And that includes insurance. And not only do you, as an advisor, do you really need to be, you know, more complete in your offerings, but you need to keep your client away from competitors. Because if you're not providing insurance, they're going to somebody who is. And guess what? that person is managing assets based on fees. And they're sounding a lot like you, but in the past they didn't, right? And there's this convergence of business models across advisor channels, where it used to be an RIA was very distinct from a wirehouse rep, from a broker dealer rep, from a bank rep. And now they're all starting to look the same, right? Because they're all starting to practice in the same ways, you know, manage money in the same ways, charge the same kind of fees. And if you're not providing insurance and planning and other services, you're now negatively differentiated as an RIA.
Yeah. And I think there's something else to add to that. I mean, from a business perspective, it's just not smart, because the person you're referring to now is, you know, is competing with you and they're all sounding the same. But I keep going back to the fiduciary standard. If you say you're a holistic financial planner, you say you're using a fiduciary standard, you're charging a fee, you're not doing your clients any favors, and you're certainly not accounting for their full financial picture if insurance is over here in another file or at another office. So bringing that into the overall planning process and utilizing that is just like you would any other financial tool, annuities included, that is what being a holistic financial planner is.
Right. I always have found it ironic. I've been doing this with RIAs for like 2 decades now. And you know, they have the traditional knock on the annuity person, where the annuity is the answer to all your problems, right? Like the annuity is your solution to all your problems. I always like just bite my tongue, because like for the RIA, it's traditionally been investments are the answer to all your problems. There's no consideration of annuities or insurance or other, you know, structured products, although you're seeing a lot of that change with in the private markets, as well as, you know, in the insurance world, what we're doing. But it's kind of an ironic bite your tongue moment when you're hearing, oh, insurance is the answer, annuities are the answer for everything. It's like, no, but there is a place. And it shouldn't be also that investments are the answer to everything, because annuities do things better than investments do for certain needs, like income.
Yep. And you hear, you know, we have these conversations all the time. It's all about the client. It's all about the client. Yes, let's make it about the client. Absolutely. Because to your point, these tools, these instruments, these financial tools that we have, if you, again, strip out all the expense, and it's, you know, not the wholesaler, my product's the answer to every question, and it's part of your overall planning process, and you've got it, and you're truly unbiased, and you can make those decisions to help that client succeed, now you're acting in their best interest. It's not just lip service.
Yeah. And all of that brings to a sum and a conclusion where, you know, what we've been developing is not only the marketplace and suite of products, the technology to make them easy to use and buy and apply for, but integrating it into your desktop and integrating it into the place you work, you know, your portfolio management systems. And we've been making a tremendous amount of progress in doing that and get great partnerships there. And maybe just touch on that too, because that's a really important part of making it, as I was talking about earlier, making products usable. It's got to work within your world, right? So, yeah, talk about that a bit.
It's funny how we get used to things and they become old hat for us. But, you know, for the world, you know, we've been on that journey for a while now. But I used to what you say and your vision there is so important, because, you know, the goal here is to be where the RIA, the IAR is working on that client's portfolio. And so with these integrations that we have, these embedded technologies that we have with the Black Diamonds of the world and the Orions of the world, et cetera, that's an important technical innovation for the very first time, insurance and annuities there with the rest of the portfolio as a part of that aggregation. And that's only going to get better and better. Our partners are investing. They are making those platforms more and more user-friendly. Advisors are adopting, and we're seeing results. And that's, again, all of that leads to a better outcome for the client. And that technology and the ability for that client to see their annuity like they see everything else is really critical to, you know, this technology that we've been building with support of, you know, the Black Diamonds and Orions and others that we work with.
Right. And you've heard me say it many times, as again, we've spoken to so many people together. But to me, in getting this going, one of the theses behind it was, again, advisors have already migrated their business to fees for advice in every other aspect of their business. And the reason they haven't been able to do it on the annuity side, insurance side, is, you know, two structural things. The products didn't really exist and they didn't work in a fee world. And then the technology wasn't integrated. So it needs to work within the rest of your portfolio. The products need to work within your fee billing systems, you know, et cetera. So if you want them to be fee billable, they've got to work like other fee billable assets. So we've really knocked down a lot of barriers there. And I think two biggest barriers that continue to remain are the awareness and getting over the old perceptions of what an annuity is. And the rest has been really put in place. And so it's, you know, exciting to be at that place and look forward to the rest of the ride.
Yeah. And I can't thank you enough for letting me be part of this journey because it's important. It matters. It's going to impact people's lives. It's the right thing to do. I'm passionate about it and I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
I'll just wrap it up going back to one of the things you just said. Sometimes we just take things for granted so much and you're talking about how impactful it is. Commissions are 80% of the product cost for an annuity. And when anybody visits our tools and, you know, we demo them all the time, you see the difference of a commission product, you know, to the fee-based product for the end consumer. That's where you can't unsee it. And it's inspiring to drive change, even though driving change is hard, because you know the outcome for the consumer is so impactful. You know, we often see where you can double the amount of income a client was going to get. You're taking fees down by thousands of dollars a year. And, you know, again, we get so close to it. We've been doing it for a number of years. You're almost numb to the fact. It's like, sometimes we run the tool and it's like, oh, we only increased that income by 50%. Like, boy, they must have been in a pretty decent product before. You almost expect that you're going to increase it by 100%. You do get numb. But like you said, the rest of the industry has been fighting over basis points and reducing basis point costs. We're taking percentage points out of costs.
Absolutely. I mean, can you think of another industry product? I don't care where you go. Is there another opportunity like that that exists? Certainly not in financial services. Like you said, we're fighting over a few basis points in the rest of financial services. We're taking percentages out here. So you can improve your annuity by 80%. You would do that all day, every day. And the key is, like you said, awareness and making it easy to do. And that's the journey we're on.
Awesome. Well, it's been fun chatting, been fun building the company with you. Great to sit here and talk about all that's going on and all that's yet to come.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.